Garrett was near as old as I am, and longer on the wall, he went on. Yet it would seem he forswore himself and fled. I should never have believed it, not of him, but Lord Eddard sent me his head from Winterfell. Of Royce, there's no word. One deserter and two men lost, and now Ben Stark, too, has gone missing. He sighed deeply. Who am I to send searching after him? In 2 years I will be 70, too old and too weary for the burden I bear. Yet if I set it down, who will pick it up? Alice of Thorne? Bowen Marsh? I'd have to be as blind as Maester Aemon, not to see what they are. The Night's Watch has become an army of sullen boys and tired old men. Apart from the men at my table tonight, I have perhaps 20 who can read, and even fewer who can think or plan or lead. Once the Watch spent its summers building, and each Lord Commander raised the wall higher than he found it. That's all we can do to stay alive.
He was in deadly earnest, Tyrion realized. He felt faintly embarrassed for the old man. Lord Mormont had spent a good part of his life on the wall, and he needed to believe if all those years would have any meaning. I promise the king will hear of your need, Tyrion said gravely, and I will speak to my father and my brother Jaime as well. And he would. Tyrion Lannister was as good as his word. He left the rest unsaid. That King Robert would ignore him, Lord Tywin would ask if he had taken leave of his senses, and Jaime would only laugh.